here's a story from The World.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is highlighting the role of Ukrainian women in wartime, with women making up more than 15% of Ukraine's fighting force. For many decades, women in Ukraine have played key roles in the country's agriculture economy and in business, lending a sort of built-in feminism to everyday life. And going far back into Ukrainian history, social psychologist Sofia Moskalenko argues there are deep cultural roots to Ukrainians' ideas about feminism. She was born in Ukraine and does research at Georgia State University in Atlanta. Sofia, what are the roots of Ukrainian feminism? I mean, how does the country compare to some of its neighbors in Eastern Europe?
Traditionally, because Ukrainian lands have been so fertile, women there could survive and indeed thrive without having to rely on a man. And so the culture evolved to accommodate it. So, for example, young women had a lot of say in whom they married. And it was quite common in Ukrainian folklore to feature single women living by themselves and, you know, not needing to be rescued or marry, which is quite different than, for example, traditional Russian culture with much harsher climate and therefore different needs that women had.
I wonder whether women's roles and attitudes towards women are strikingly different in Ukraine compared to Russia.
My experience, having grown up in Ukraine, has always been that, you know, women had a lot of say in their own affairs. There were even jokes in the former Soviet Union about Ukrainian women and how outspoken they were, and how other cultures within the Soviet Union sometimes had to adjust to Ukrainian women's ways of expressing themselves. And like I said, I think a lot of this has roots in the historical traditions, including the Ukrainian military, the Cossacks, which was gender segregated. So men went to serve in the army. They volunteered to serve in this Ukrainian army, and women stayed in their villages and lived without men for extended periods of time, which gave them experience of independence. And so I think the ideas about freedom, including freedom for women, historically have been very different in Ukraine than they were in Russia. And having experienced Russia as an adult, you know, I've grown up in Ukraine and I started really visiting Russia as an adult. It is something that one can feel in relationships among couples and just in the way that women are treated in general.
Historically, I understand one contributing factor to women's empowerment in Ukraine was the lack of a dowry system there. Is that true?
Yes. The land being so fertile, fathers didn't have to trade their daughters for cattle or for grain. And therefore, they allowed the daughters some say in whom they chose as their groom. In fact, there was this tradition in Ukraine for a young woman who was on the market, so to speak, to store pumpkins. And in the fall, when the season for marriage proposals came, if a groom's family came to offer his hand in marriage and the young woman was not interested, to kind of allow them to save face, instead of saying no, she would bring out a pumpkin. So there's an expression in Ukrainian, to get a pumpkin, which means to get rejected by a woman you're interested in. Ukrainian women had freedom. And, you know, if they didn't have a man, it was okay. The family was not going to starve having an extra mouth to feed that year.
I know we're in the middle of a war, but what barriers, though, do women still face in Ukraine in terms of rights and respect?
Ironically, I think they face somewhat fewer barriers in Ukraine than women face in the United States at the moment.
Really?
Well, women have autonomy over their body. If they want to have an abortion, they can do so. There are a lot of women in high offices in Ukraine and always have been. I am looking forward to seeing how this war changes the military structure. I really hope that we will see women entering position of power and maybe women generals in the Ukrainian army after this war.
I'm curious whether the Soviet system of gender roles made an imprint on Ukrainians. I mean, the Soviet Union kind of ruled over Ukraine for quite a long time.
It did rule over Ukraine for different amounts of time. So in Eastern Ukraine, something like 70 years. In Western Ukraine, something like 40 years. But the Soviet Union provided so many opportunities for childcare. You know, we had preschools that were fully subsidized and after school that was very affordable. In the summer, there were these sleepaway camps that anybody and everybody could send their kids there, which again offered opportunities for women to work or do whatever.
Have those changes that occurred under the Soviet system, have they carried on to today in terms of expectations of women working and childcare available and all those things?
Yes, I think some of the things that started out as maybe possibly oppressive with the overwhelming demand on the Soviet person to contribute to, you know, the economy, they ended up bearing some positive fruits in the sense that generations of people grew up with expectations that women can and should have careers and get education and be part of the workforce and not just be confined to motherhood and homemaking.
You argue that Ukraine is a good place to be a woman, but during the war, the country hasn't allowed men of fighting age to leave, which seems like an inherently gendered way of looking at who can protect the country. How has that impacted equality or women's rights?
I think this war caught a lot of people in Ukraine and around the world by surprise, and we're all figuring it out as we go. A lot of women did join the fighting forces, and a lot of women are contributing to the war effort in other ways by volunteering, by raising funds, and buying equipment that's necessary for soldiers on the front line, by working as medics, and so on. I feel like, you know, war is just such a hard thing to figure out that some of the fundamental questions of gender equality, you know, are even harder to figure out during the war than they are outside of war.
Social psychologist Sofia Moskalenko was born in Ukraine. She does research at Georgia State University in Atlanta. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
From PRX.